We were discussing last time the apparent contradiction in the Rambam. The Rambam in the Perin's Tshuvas in the Per Hadar versus the Rambam in Mishnah Torah, where he talks about whether one could use for Kriyas HaTorah a Pusul Sefer Torah. The Rambam in the Per Hadar says yes, and there seemed to be a common practice in Egypt. And the Rambam in Mishnah Torah says no. So how do we explain the Rambam? So we gave three possibilities. The way the Rashba says that the Rambam changed his mind. He said that we might have said that way in the Per Hadar, but his real halach is the Mishnah Torah. And there he says that you can no longer use, that is the opinion of the Rashba and the Rashba's opinion in the Rambam, that you cannot use a Pusul Sefer Torah at all in the discussion. It's just before and after. He just changed his mind. However, Rav Yosef Cairo in the Kesef Mishnah, he obviously doesn't learn like the Rashba and the Rambam, and he makes a distinction about when there's no other Torah except the Pasul one, then you could use it. But if you have another safe kosher safer Torah, you should use the Efshar versus the Efshar. And the third explanation is the Beis Yosef in Yoredeya, he wants to make a distinction. When it comes to the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, that's when he's very strict. To fulfill your mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, it has to be a kosher Sefer Torah. However, regarding the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, so that you don't need one. So the question is, can I use a Pusul Sefer Torah according to the Rambam? So according to the Rashba and the Rambam, no. You can end the discussion, it's always no good. You can never use a Pusul Sefer Torah. According to the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam, yes, you can. If there's no alternative, so then if you have no other Sefer Torah, you could continue read and Pashas even with Brachas. So just go on, you could use a Pusul Sefer Torah if there's no alternative. And the third pshat, the Beis Yosef in Yodara seems to say, even if you have another alternative, doesn't make a difference. He was talking about the Mishnah Torah. He's talking about the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So you have the most makel understanding of the Rambam and the Beis Yosef that you could use a Pusul Sefer Torah all the time, perhaps even Lechatchila. According to the Kesef Mishnah's interpretation, it's only b'di'evit. If there's no other option, you could use it, but there's another option, you can't use it. And according to the Rashba, Pusul Sefer Torah is worthless. And in fact, that is the opinion of the Rashba. He claims that's the opinion of the Rambam, and that's actually Rav Soloveitchik holds from Elichatchila. If you could, like we'll see, if you find a mistake in the middle, he says he's not passing like that b'di'evit, but he says Elichatchila, if you have b'nei Torah, you should go back and read the whole parsha over. But either way, that's the opinion of the Rashba, the Rush, and others, that there is no value in reading from a Pusul Sefer Torah. In fact, it might be negative. Brachal of Atola is another thing. But the question is, if we're going to go like the Shitas HaRambam about reading from a Sefer Torah Pusul, but how far do we go? In other words, Halach L'maisa, if I'm stuck in a hotel or I'm stuck in a place where I only have one Sefer Torah, I could actually go ahead and read? Or maybe not that far. Maybe if you're in the middle of reading a Sefer Torah and you find a mistake, so would you have to go back and read it? So there seems to be two major shitas in terms of what do you do if you find a mistake. You find a mistake in the Sefer Torah you're reading from, and you have another kosher Sefer Torah right there in the Aron Kodesh. So what should one do? So the Mordechai's Shita is that he says since he's concerned for a bracha she'ain etzricha, he says, let's say you're in the middle of reading from a Pasul Sefer Torah. So if you already did what you had to, and let's say you could, it's a place where you could stop. So then you stop, you make the bracha achrona, and then you close up shop and bring out the new Torah. But let's say it's in a place where you can't stop, you're too close to the end, you need two psukim at the end, or you didn't even read three psukim, so then the Mordechai goes so far with the Shita Sarambam that it's not a problem. You could still continuing more in the Sefer Torah. He says it's better to continue reading in the Sefer Torah from a Pasul Sefer Torah than to get into issue of a bracha shenet tzricha. So he says, you either stop where you are if you can and make the bracha, even though you know you just read from a Pasul Sefer Torah. Well, no, even more, you keep on going until you finish to the requisite spot, then you make the bracha. So that seems to be, that's the Shita of the Mordechai. And the other Shita is from the Maribe Rav, who was a Rebbe of the Rav Yosef Cairo, that he says no. And this seems to be the Psak and the Shulchan Aruch, but we'll have to see that if you're in the middle of reading and you find a mistake, so he says that, so how far do we take the Rambam? So everything I read up to now, I don't have to read over. It's in contrast to the Rashi, but you have to read everything over. So I'll, in other words, he'll rely on the Rambam Shita on everything that happened already, wherever I am, on Sheini, Shlishi, Revi. But he would say you can't continue any further. You got to take out a new Sefer Torah. You have to take out a new Sefer Torah. So the Mari Bei Rav's pshat is, you stop immediately. In other words, we could rely on the Rambam for what we did, but not anything new. You take out the new Sefer Torah, and then at the end of the Aliyah, you make a bracha. So the Mordechai disagrees and says that either you stop where you are, depending if you could. If not, you even read more, and then you make the bracha. And you have the sheet of the Maariv Rav that says, no, you don't. We rely on the Rambam for what we read, but we don't read any more. We take out the new Sefer Torah, and we read to the spot, and then we go ahead and make the bracha achrona, and then we can continue. So everyone agrees. So I think they both agree, both the Mordechai and the Maariv Rav, that if you finish the Aliyah and you made the brachas, and then you see you're about to begin another Aliyah, then rely on the Shita Sarambam to say that b'diavad everything was good. And then you should bring out a new Sefer Torah. So in that case, if the mistake is found before you began the new Aliyah, then everyone would agree you take out the new Sefer Torah. But if your mistake was found during, so according to Mordechai, depending where you are, either you make the bracha achrona now, or you read a couple more and you make the, and then you bring out the new Sefer Torah. He's afraid of a bracha shenet tzricha. If you brought out a new Sefer Torah and you're going to read, you might have to go ahead and make a new bracha. So he's more concerned about that. And the Maariv Bei Rav says you never continue. You stop right away and you continue on with the new Sefer Torah, and then you make the bracha at the end. What about the Shita Rama? So the Shita Rama is actually a discussion what the Rama holds. And then does he hold like the Mordechai? Does he hold like the Maariv Bei Rav? Or do you have some? Or does he have some middle Shita? So we have to see the different Achronim learn the Ramah differently, and then we have to discuss, halakha maisa, what in practice, what do people do.